Moshet Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Aftershocks in the entity following the Gaza earthquake. Netanyahu stalls as Ben-Gvir resigns. Moscow and Tehran sign a comprehensive strategic partnership treaty. Washington alarmed. Salam meets with Berry today. Khalil declares, we're neither defeated nor a troubled sect, but we have our demands. The political editor wrote. The occupying entity has entered a phase of political aftershocks following Gaza's victory, even before the implementation of the ceasefire and prisoner exchange agreement. Political divisions, disputes, and threats to dissolve the governing coalition have surfaced. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has turned his efforts toward convincing his coalition partners, Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir, to remain in the government after both described the agreement in their own ways as a humiliating defeat. Netanyahu has hinted at delaying the agreement's implementation by accusing Hamas of making new demands, a claim denied by both Hamas and the Egyptian and Qatari mediators. The U.S. issued warnings against any backtracking on the agreement. Analysts on Hebrew television channels predict escalating political confrontations and civil division over the agreement, reminiscent of the period before the Al-Aqsa flood. On the international and regional front, a significant event is unfolding in Moscow today with the signing of a comprehensive strategic partnership treaty between the Russian Federation and the Islamic Republic of Iran. President Vladimir Putin and Mossad Pezeshkian will formalize the agreement, which has been months in the making. The treaty includes various fields of cooperation, such as trade, oil projects, pipelines, railways, commercial shipping fleets, joint industrial and free trade zones, defense industry expertise exchange, and counter-terrorism efforts. The event has drawn considerable U.S. attention, reflected in statements and analyses expressing concerns over the potential formation of a military alliance comprising Russia, Iran, North Korea, and Belarus. While Iran has denied the alliance claims, it has not alleviated U.S. fears, which view the timing just before Donald Trump's assumption of presidential duties as a Russian declaration of distrust in negotiating with Trump and a reaffirmation of its strategic partnership with Iran even after the fall of their mutual ally regime in Syria, which had been their focal point of cooperation. In Lebanon, Speaker of Parliament Nabi Bouri is set to meet with the Prime Minister-designate Nawaf Salam. This comes after the Amal movement and Hezbollah boycotted the non-binding parliamentary consultations held by Salam with MPs. Bouri's political aide, MP Ali Hassan Khalil, clarified that dialogue with Salam is ongoing and that the duo remains open to constructive agreement. He emphasized that Amal and Hezbollah hold the largest parliamentary bloc with 30 MPs alongside extensive political and parliamentary alliances. Khalil emphasized that the issue is not Salam, but those who claim that the Shia sect is defeated, stating, "We are neither a defeated nor a troubled sect, but we do have our demands."